This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. Montecito, just south of Santa Barbara, boasts surreal lotus land, 37 acres of exotic gardens created by Madame Ganawalska, thwarted opera singer and compulsive marrier of millionaires. Here, explore the world's finest private collection of cycads, pine tree relatives that look like palms, also cacti, succulents, luxuriant ferns, weeping euphorbias, an aloe and abalone shell forest, lily and lotus ponds, bromeliads, orchids, and roses. It's a bit pricey, though, and you'll need a reservation. Summerland and Carpinteria, next south, are undiscovered, at least compared to Santa Barbara. The spiritualists, a sect known for seances and such, settled on former mission lands in Summerland in 1888, thus the derogatory local nickname Spookville. California's offshore oil drilling boom came next in the 1890s. These days, Summerland offers a county park, nice beach, and a boom in antique shops, restaurants, and B&Bs. But the town's most entertaining feature disappeared decades ago. My favorite street sign, which read, "Population 3001, feet above sea level 280, established 1870, total 5,151. Carpinteria was once a Chumash village. Cabrillo stumbled upon it in August of 1542, and Portola called it Carpinteria, or carpenter shop, because of the native skilled canoe making. The naturally occurring tar you'll still find all over area beaches made them watertight. Carpinteria State Beach features a large campground, picnic area, and playground. But the real draw is its mile-long, safest beach in the world, because the surf breaks 2,000 feet from shore, beyond the reef, and there's no undertow. The town's annual California Avocado Festival in early October is a big deal, too. By the way, note the impacts of global warming and rising sea levels on Santa Barbara and Ventura County coastlines. Area military bases, power plants, harbors, homes, hotels, and businesses are battered and left to bail out after major storms and related floods. Creating resilience is now a local priority. Anyway, heading straight south takes you to Ventura, another old mission town with the active 1782 Mission Basilica Church and intriguing museums tucked into an old-fashioned, historic, but lively downtown just blocks from the beach. Ventura is also the only departure point these days for commercial boat trips to and from Channel Islands National Park. The park's visitor center is also down at the harbor. Or, from south of Carpinteria, take Highway 150 to hip and artsy Ojai, a setting for Shangri-La in the Frank Capra movie Lost Horizon. June's adventurous Ojai Music Festival sprouted from early community roots in the Theosophical Society and Krishnamurti talks, and showcases contemporary classical music. Festival music directors over the years have included Igor Stravinsky, Aaron Copland, and Michael Tilson Thomas. Drive on to Santa Barbara and the Santa Clara River Valley, perfumed by citrus groves, as California's top lemon producer. Note the California Oil Museum and Union Oil's original 1890s headquarters. Nearby, too, is the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, though at last report, both museums were still closed. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road.
Support comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. Family owned, operated, and argued over since 1980. More at sierranevada.com.